Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Now the KSL in-depth. Every so often, there's a kind of story that makes you say, what? The Bible has been banned from library shelves in the Davis School District elementary and middle schools. We learned of this today. The ban is after a review committee evaluated a challenge to the Bible over its contents under a relatively new Utah law. And joining me on the KSL Newsline now, Senator Todd Weiler, one of the co-sponsors of this law that passed in 2022 about sensitive materials in schools. Senator Weiler, thanks for joining us. Are you surprised by this?
Yeah, I am surprised. And the intent of the law is clearly to have a method of removing books with clearly explicit, like X-rated type scenes. And when I say that, when I ran this bill in the Senate, I said, I want to see these books. And I was brought over a dozen books with Davis School District on the spine. And people had, you know, put post-it notes on there. And I'm not a prude. I will tell you, I was shocked. Monica Lewinsky would have been embarrassed by what I read in some of those books. And I was shocked at it. So, you know, if we have to lose the Bible out of school libraries, and I don't think a lot of kids are reading the Bible in school libraries, but if that's the cost it takes to get X-rated material out of our schools, I think it's a small price to pay. But I think this is a ridiculous decision. I know the Bible says begat a lot, but I don't think that's the same as X-rated material.
There's also a lot of smiting in the Bible.
There is a lot of smiting. I've read the Bible cover to cover, and, you know, there is some uncomfortable stuff in there, but none of it is X-rated, sexually explicit.
So as one of the co-authors or co-sponsors of the measure, there is an appeals process for this, yes?
Yes, yeah. And so the way it works is a parent can request a book to be reviewed. The parent, I understand, who requested this book to be reviewed, it was a protest request. They don't like the law. They apparently they think that X-rated material should be in our junior high schools. And so they did this as a protest, kind of as a mockery. I'm really surprised that the review board took it out. But again, if that's what it takes to keep X-rated content out, I can live with that.
So you assume that this is a gotcha aimed at politicians in Utah for passing this law?
Yes, I do. I do.
Did you see it coming, though, when you were putting this bill together? I mean, you guys go through about
I didn't see it coming, and I'm surprised at the result. If you read the bill, it's clearly targeted towards sexually explicit content. And like I said, I just personally don't feel like the Bible, having read it myself, qualifies as such.
Thanks for joining us, Senator Todd Weiler, one of the co-sponsors of the measure that has resulted in the Bible being banned from library shelves in the Davis School District's elementary and middle schools. It'll still be available in high school.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.